students arriving at the University of Chicago. Actually, got very short start. So he is doing something in Bhutan. Now, this man, this prime minister, is an expert on domestic matters and on the economy and so forth. In fact, he was educated in Harvard and got also at the University of Oregon. Anyway, he knows a good deal about the United States. Now, what they are saying, in effect, it seems to me, is that, yes, we're getting ready for war. We've got to do that. But we've got to strengthen our domestic economy. We've got to get our sort of house in order.
If they can have any reason to strengthen our domestic economy, that's what they could use it. But as he said, we're strengthening it so that we'd be ready for the inevitable confrontation. I figure for domestic consumption, but I was wondering how significant it
would be. I think it also
is you have to agree that they know very well that if they start a war now, they would lose it again, and that therefore they are very careful.
Well, very key to this truth is the attitude of the Soviet Union.
Yes.
The Soviet Union, I wouldn't think, would be about to want to have another losing cause.
It's just good at all.
Particularly after the Soviet did so well on the subcontinent, why bother with getting in this one?
All the information is that they're costing very Egyptian soldiers. I think that's clear now that they are.
But
on this other thing, I think that the Secretary General is right, that the more it appears that there are things in the works, the easier it is for Saddam. If it appears that everything is ended, then Saddam is going to be under more domestic pressure. If he's able to say, well, the army's going down,
during something ends, the UN is doing something about today. Probably have him to calm people down.
That's
because
right.
We got also a note from the Mr. President saying that they are not ready, Egyptians, that they are not ready for counter solutions because of this phantom deliverance, etc. They want to negotiate through the United Nations again, etc. So one sees clearly that for the time being they don't expect too much on the substance of the matter. So therefore, I think moves like the one I suggested will perhaps help us to overcome this rather negative period during the negotiations.
Let me just say this, that I want to, so you will know how we can keep in communication in the future. We have in George Bush an ambassador who has my total confidence, the Secretary's total confidence, absolutely. He is not basically a Foreign Service man, which is no reflection of Foreign Service, but you know he is. The fact that he is a political ambassador means that the thing that resonates the word and that means to you is that you can talk to him as if you were talking to us. The second thing I think you should know is that he's, and I can say this in his presence, hoping we will never violate, he is discreet. Whenever you have a problem, I mean, there are times you may not want to escalate a problem to the level of the Secretary and myself. So you have a problem that involves us, and you want to just throw it out on the air for consideration. Talk to George about it, and he will pass it on. I can assure you that he has our total confidence, and we'll have a line of communication here that is very good. And whenever you feel that there's something that you want to take up with Secretary Rogers and me, we don't want to be so close to you that we hurt you. On the other hand, we don't want to be so far away from you that we also hurt you. So it's a very, we know we're on a delicate line. We are very, as politicians, and we're all that in this room, as politicians, we know you have the most difficult political job in the world. I would only strongly urge that if anything at this point, what is needed is a rather strong image of a strong leader in that Secretary General rather than a caretaker. And I think that after the years of the Utah regime, which probably served its purpose in that time, you're coming in at a critical time that could be very important. And if you can demonstrate the vigor, the imagination, the toughness, the fairness, call like you will, take the big boys on and the little boys too. This could be very helpful.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I'm very happy to have George Bush as your ambassador in New York. We are really good friends, I can say this, and I appreciate very much this friendship. It helps me a lot to discuss delicate things because there is.
One more thing before we leave, in front of the President, the Mayor of Philadelphia, on this point. He's got
confounded. Well, that was, I did, of course, but I asked my friend, could you talk to him on paper so that nothing can come out? And he did not read for
it. I was very
grateful. I felt anxious because you
were. Well, I don't know, I don't think you were around for your job. Secondly, anything's very sensitive. You can do it with George and me or Laura.
I think, Mr. General, the use of the telephone is very useful if you want to, or just talk to me. The other thing that I want you to know, too, is if you go around the country and you're asked questions, I think you should indicate that we've had a good chat and the President and the Secretary of State assured you of the continued United States support of the UN. We believe it's very important that it get greater support in this country and in the world. We want to succeed in its ventures. We believe that wherever possible, like in the subcontinent, these great efforts for rehabilitation and rest of the UN is an instrument that should be used rather than put aside. These are things that, in other words, you can vouch for that.
Well, I'm going to
get that. In other words, that you have a friend down here.
Thank you.
Not somebody that's trying to make your job hard.
I very much encouraged by this conversation. Thank you very much for spending so much time with you.
We wish you well.
Thank you very much, and we are
working for that wonderful event. But our objective, his wife is going to be, as Mrs. Nixon was the ambassador to Africa, his wife is going to be one of the greatest.
She's a big one.
All right, she's one of them.
present establishment.
There is a...
Yes. See here?
No, sir.
He's right across the door, so...
Fine.
How long would you like him to...
Well, they'll jar and be with him, you know. I don't have all your safe photographs. I don't think you have a problem there. And I'd like to get the barter today if I could. Say, Rob, there.
Better. He has surrounded himself and made judges in our city that could never be made federal judges. Lois Sawyer, she was with the Community Legal Services, took the Philadelphia Police Department into a federal court and tried to place it in receivership after a riot. He has made a guy by the name of Julian King. He's hired all his brother-in-laws, which are all weighed out.
Oh, I know all her interviews is going
on. Oh. And what he did to me, he came out about a week before. Oh, he took a brutality case. We, at the state building, Governor Schaefer was going to a meeting, and a bunch of militants began to throw things and began to use some obscenities, and I was a police chief, and we really laid it on them.
Good.
Sent a couple of them to the hospital, and they had to film Governor Shatkin on TV about a week before the election. To go to film and call, said I was worse than Wallace. But Mr. Shatkin never made it again.
We found him to be very unreliable.
This is what I've been telling them on national TV. I did it again the other day.
You know, and that's why it's so
about the revolutionary element.
Yes, sir.
Yes. So now I think we're going to get that.
That's right.
We've been talking about it. Paul Mills again today, getting him, he can get his back cured.
Right.
But he's promised to take the
revolutionary record.
So they started hearings.
Right.
And there's, they're going into his bed.
Don't you think we're going to get him?
Yes, sir.
I think we're going to close it anymore.
I told the mayor that I thought we had it before this session was over in August.
Yeah.
But we can give some help in LEAA, getting some more policing. And we can be good to
do it.
You're going to see the transportation banks today, and you're going to see some other people. After you get through with those meetings, if you want to give me a call and give me your impression,
Jim,
I'd be
glad. Transportation, there's money to be had.
Yes, sir.
And they got some contracts.
Stolen
with your own contract, you see.
Yeah, but
let's kick, if you get Dave's a good kick in a run, right?
He's a good man.
We got a man who's on here.
Oh, man, it's regional guys.
And sure. His regional calls have never been near a White House before.
This will give them a taste of the fact that we want some special treatment. And so we're trying to get this set up so that we can begin to get some of this money flowing to you.
So, President, well, you did very kind. I appreciate the very kind. I hope you come to call out just so that I can personally get there to greet you again. You were always out there.
Keep it. I'll be there for the mayor tonight.
I was most of it. Also appreciate it.
That's so bad.
The president of this yard. All my local presses follow me all the way from Philadelphia. The one reason they follow me, the sleep, I'm sure. I don't know if it would be possible, but it would be just real quick if they get one shot of the president and I together.
Sure.
I'd appreciate
sure.
That.
Let me
sure.
Let's sit down here.
Let him come in and take a shot.
Sure.
We'll
be talking.
Sure we will.
Heck yes.
They follow me up the trail a little bit, but that was the main reason, I'm sure.
Now,
we'll
just tell me. And you know, you tell me as we discuss the problems the city and what we can do for the ADA and President Sharon. And I'm tremendously interested. Helping, you know, the cities and Philadelphia.
You're just Sullivan and the whole Philadelphia.
Leon Sullivan. You know, every president has went to Leon Sullivan when they come into town. My advice, duck Leon Sullivan.
Yeah.
He's not against me, you know.
Yeah, he's asking to come in now. It's his job.
Really?
And probably he's just wanting
that. That's exactly what he was.
So probably.
He came out against me and called me everything again.
I want you to check with the mayor before you see any
cities. Of course, I come from California, a place where there's no region. All of our city officials are elected, and county officials are elected on a non-partisan basis. So whenever I see the mayor of a city, I just think of it's a non-partisan. Is that fair enough?
That's right.
Barbara's downstairs right now, if you'd like to see him.